Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I am a woman who has been looking to make changes. It's one of the reasons why I chose that song, because it's all about making the changes in you in order to see the changes in your life. It starts within each and every one of us. My journey, I was going to say my journey started, but actually I've been on this journey my whole life. I always wanted to get answers. That might be one of the reasons why I named this show this. Who knows? But I always wanted answers. And most of the time, I couldn't get them. People didn't want to give me answers. I would ask questions and I would be told that, oh, you don't need to worry about that. Or if it was a religious question, then the answer was usually, it's just a matter of faith. I can't really accept those answers. So I kept asking questions and kept asking questions. And since I was asking all of these questions, I started getting the answers. I started getting guided to websites that had information that answered the question that I had. I was getting answers even before I was consciously connecting with my guidance. They were already answering my questions. So even if you can't hear your guides or you can't channel or whatever, you are still getting answers to your questions, because I know that I was, and I still am. But I would find the answers in the most interesting places. Sometimes it would just be in a comment that I overheard from somebody. Sometimes it would be on a billboard as I was driving down the road. And sometimes I would look at someone's license plate, and I would see the answer to my question, which seems really strange, but hey, it worked for me. And so I was led to begin to do automatic writing, and that led me to connecting to my guidance in a way that I now can hear the answers to my questions, which is quite a bit more convenient. But it's brought me to this point of knowing that there really are answers to every question that we have. And I have asked a lot of questions. I imagine that when I was a little kid, I was one of those children that drove her parents crazy asking questions. I can just see myself doing that, although I don't remember doing that. I can still see myself doing something like that because I've always been that kind of person. So now, all of these years later, I still ask questions and I still get answers. And this show is about you asking the questions that you have about your life and getting the answers that guidance has for you. Because there are answers. There truly are. And when you're getting the answer from guidance, you are tapping into the universal mind. So it's not just answers based on what you've experienced in your life. It's answers based on everything that's ever been experienced by anyone at any time, anywhere. So you can see that's a much bigger database than just what you have lived. And that's one of the reasons I was guided to create this show, to give you access to that bigger database. And I was also guided to look at different ways of helping people to change their beliefs, because it is our beliefs that determine our experience. Our beliefs really do shape our lives. And so when you believe that you are unworthy, then you are going to attract situations and people into your life that prove that you are unworthy, because you prove what you believe. That's part of the way we work. And so when you let go of that belief and start accepting that you are worthy, then you start attracting into your life people and situations that prove that you are worthy. And that's a much, much better feeling than being unworthy. And I say that from experience, because I have come from unworthy to worthy. And I strongly encourage everyone to do that, because it really does, it changes your life on such a personal level. I really don't know how to put it into words. We are taught by society, by the media, by religion, by schools, by whomever it is that's teaching us, that we are insignificant, that we are nothing, that we have to prove that we have value, that we have to prove that we're even good enough for God to love. And that's a bunch of crap. It is literally a bunch of crap. So letting go of those beliefs really makes a big difference, because then you know that you have value. You know that you are beautiful, wonderful, amazing, exactly as you are. Even if you never change anything, you are already so much more than you know. So that's why I do this work, about helping people to change their beliefs. That's why I do this work on changing my beliefs, because we really are so much more than we realize. So if you have a question, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. I also have the chat room open, so if you want to type your question, you can do that. Don't forget to press the number 1 if you call in, so that I'll know you have a question, and then I can click on you and we can talk. So let's go to our first caller from area code 503. Hi, who's this?
Oh, my God. I got in line. Woohoo!
Hello, Dawn.
Hi, Barbara. Thank you, Josh. I don't know what's going to happen today. I'm going to lose reception in 15 or 20 minutes, but I'm just going to call. Yay!
Well, I'm glad you did. So, what's going on?
Well, I'm just happy to hear your voice. And can we just stop there? You know, I don't know. I felt like that this was the one, and even you guys. And I don't hear you say that with very many people. it would take me a year or two. I mean, it's just, this is a lifelong dream that I've lived to get to this point, and to totally uproot it. That wasn't my plan at all. More trying to make God laugh, tell him your plans, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, all right. So the first thing I'm getting is that you know in your heart whether or not he is the one. So don't question that. There's no need to question that. You already know. Now, this whole situation, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements and release the energy around this, because you're creating this, it looks like a little whirlpool kind of thing with all of this crap floating around, and they're saying, you don't need that. So we're going to turn off your whirlpool. Okay. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I trust my heart.
Dear innate, I let go of any need to borrow problems from tomorrow.
Dear innate, I let go of any need to borrow problems.
Dear innate, I give my loved one the space to be himself.
Dear innate, I give my love the space to be himself.
Dear innate, my life is not ruled by situations or circumstances.
Dear innate, my life is not ruled by situations or circumstances.
Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful life now.
Dear innate, I am creating a beautiful life now.
Dear innate, I radiate love.
Dear innate, I radiate love.
Dear innate, I connect deeply with the one that I love.
Dear innate, I connect deeply with the one that I love.
Dear innate, I release all stress, worry, and fear.
Dear innate, I release all stress, worry, and fear.
Dear innate, I know I am the one creating my experiences.
Dear innate, I know I am the one.
Dear innate, I am the one that gives my life meaning.
Dear innate, I am the one that gives my life meaning.
Dear innate, I release other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I release other people.
Dear innate, I open up to miracles.
Dear innate, I open up miracles.
Dear innate, I attract what is for my highest good.
Dear innate, I attract what is for my highest good.
Dear innate, I release any need to suffer or struggle.
Dear I release any need to suffer or struggle.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear Innate, I allow my life to flow.
Dear Innate, I allow my love to flow.
Yes. Dear Innate, I allow my love to flow.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
A nice, deep, deep breath. Okay, your little whirlwind is gone. Yay!
Yeah, a lot calmer and peaceful.
Yeah. Your guidance is saying that this is all going to work out. So relax and just let it work out. Know that it's going to work out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can be happy no matter what. You can be happy.
Okay. The world is full of possibility and beauty.
Exactly.
Mm.
And it's there for you because you deserve it.
Mm. And you.
You do. And so does he.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome. Mm-hmm. And your guidance wants you to feel, spend the day feeling good.
Mm. Okay. Oh, well, that's my plan.
Okay. Well, go at it.
I'm watching that movie with my girlfriend tonight.
Oh, really?
The Groundhog Day. Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Oh.
I don't worry about it. I'm like, I want to find Groundhog Day. So he's like, well, I don't know. Is it good? I'm like, yeah. I watched it once years and years ago. I enough to remember it was funny. She's like, okay, I'll
yeah.
try it.
Well, wonderful. Well,
and then I'll
yeah.
just I'll just be open and, you know, if his friend is gone tomorrow and he wants to have lunch, well great. And if not, I'll try not to go into the disappointment field because, you know, it will be what it needs to be right now, I guess. So
yeah. And you'll just find something more fun to do. That's it. It'll just be something different.
Yeah.
But you'll still have fun.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. All right. Love you.
Love you too. Have a great time and enjoy the movie.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh. Since our next caller is from area code 510, I'm going to say that it's probably Leanne. Let's see. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, you... I think you're right.
It's like you two come in a pair.
Yeah. What happens is we see it and then I send my text right away. Anyway, so it's been a bit of a long night. My puppy actually had some challenges yesterday. They're saying it's gastroenteritis and she's laying between my legs, doing much better now. But we both have been up all night, and she was at ER a good part of yesterday afternoon because it came about pretty suddenly. So, yeah, and she's my little heart. So I'm grateful that she's getting better, but I know I'm pooped and she's pooped, but I'm just calling saying, hey, what the hell? And we do go at 3 to the follow-up when I'm bringing a stool sample just to kind of rule that out. But the vet even said, you know, you're very intuitive, because I checked. It was like everything was instant. I knew what to do. I was able to call, get help. And remember, I had no vet out here. I had nothing because we, you know, she hasn't been sick. And you know, I didn't plan on her having anything bizarre like this happening. So, yeah, the day everything goes direct, at least things were clear on what to do. But, wow, it's been a lot to watch a little creature like that, you know?
Yeah. So what was going on?
But powerful.
In your life, in your mind, what were you experiencing when she started getting
when it
sick?
Happened?
Yeah.
You know, it was so fast. I just tapped in. Like, I'm already connected intensely with her. So I just had to, like, keep my own. It was really interesting to work with my own emotions, because they weren't, that was hard. But I needed to keep them. They were there, but I needed to also know how to help her. So it was almost like, and I just told my husband something about this before, that before all this, that it's like we talk all the, like her and I talk all the time. Like, it's like she talks, but she does, you know what I'm, it's like I could hear her.
Mm-hmm.
I do hear her. And this time it was like, you know, she did a really good job actually at communicating, but she got scared and anxious when it was, because it was so overwhelming, the nausea. She was like licking air and licking the floor. I mean, things you just, I've never seen those things. Since, of course, when I had her in there, I was able to look them up and go, okay, so these are anxiety reactions to her, you know, not knowing what the heck was wrong with her, you know, herself, right? So it was, when she did the whimpering in the car on the way there, you know, to the ER vet. So you asked me what I was, so I think it was just tapping into her, listening, and then also I kept telling her that she was going to be okay, but I also totally, I mean, the tears did come down while my husband was driving. I mean, it wasn't like that hysterical cry. It was more the streaming kind. And I just held her and told her I loved her. And then I talked about talking to God, and every spirit ancestor that wanted to come and help, I called everybody in, angels, all of them, because I said, this is an angel, it's one of yours, so I need help. And I needed help to keep myself, you know, grounded enough to not go straight to the emotion. Of course I felt it, but she filled me. So it was pretty, hold on, I think the headphone's going to die, so I'm going to change it and put on speaker. Hold on.
Okay. Me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, sorry.
Yes, I can hear you.
So, yeah. So it was really the thing, I guess, is that I called in for help. Literally, I dialed into the, you know, I just big time. And it was a test, because while she was in, you know, they took her away. Talk about needing to be in trust, but also still knowing that I was scared. And then also I was sad, because I didn't want her to be hurting. And it just felt very helpless, but yet knowing I knew I heard there was a sound. I did hear she's, you know, things are going to be okay. I did hear that. And, you know, and I got reminded we're never alone. But I did get edgy, you know, because, of course, then I had my husband. And I watched what happened to my personality side of me. It wasn't so beautiful, you know. And so I worked with that. And I'm still probably working with it. But now I'm closed up in the room with her because she's, you know, since gotten an anti-nausea shot. What else did they do? Oh, and then fluids, and her labs are I mean, she's a healthy dog, so no one really knows what happened. And I was able to replay what I think could have occurred, but I still don't really know. And I almost don't know if it matters, because this was powerful on a lot of other levels. But I don't know. I don't know for sure. I am bringing the stool sample, because I want to make sure. I'm watching her get better. Like right now, she's not gulping every minute. Like all night we were up, and I'd have to talk her down, and take her out. And, you know, she had to release the fluids because she had the subcutaneous. They didn't do the more intense IV because it was just slight dehydration. Because I got her in where everything happened so fast. So she didn't vomit like the food from the morning. It was all liquid. And I even gave her chicken, you know, I thought of me because I remembered my GI stuff.
So I put chicken broth down, and it actually helped her to get more out. So I think that I got the guidance, if I'm backing up to what happened. I got what I needed to do. Because of my own experience, I kind of knew what to do for her, although I didn't really know. I was just listening, kind of like what I do for myself. And it seemed to work, because whatever toxins in there, she didn't throw up any more after that period right before we went to the vet. And it was all fluid oriented. And then this ravenous stuff with the grass and, you know, which she doesn't do. So it was, you know, all the normal things to try to make her. But, and then I got to be grateful for the resources, because I guess the first thing that they said was, well, we'll go minimal and we don't want to, and I said, no, you need to run a full blood panel. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not here for you to do piecemeal. We need to know what's wrong. You know, and then she said, oh, well, it's just most people talk about what the cost is. I said, well, I'm not most people, and I haven't asked that. What I want is you to be in integrity and do what makes sense. And I know that she needs a full blood panel. And she said, actually, I recommend it too. So it was very interesting to watch the opposite assumption. You know, it wasn't necessarily that the vet did anything bad. They were actually very conservative, because most people are concerned about that. And this is probably the first time in a long time I haven't had to be concerned about it, because I didn't care. I don't care if I, you know, the resource, what it was I knew I was covered, and I just, there was nothing I wasn't going to do. If she's my responsibility, then I'm going to do what needs to be done. And I knew I needed the extra intervention.
It sounds like this was actually a wonderful experience for you. Oh, it opened you up in a lot of ways. Good for you.
It was huge. I mean, I'm like, oh, Lord God. Yeah. I mean,
and
it,
I'm also
it is.
Getting that your baby is going to be absolutely fine. She's fine.
Yeah. And that's
they're telling me that there's nothing for you to worry about. Yep, this was all about you standing in your power, using your connections, listening to your guidance. This was you being the new you.
That kept me standing.
Great.
I mean, seriously, it took, you know what that's like, and that was the only thing I could do. That's for me, I guess that's the clarity. You just got it for me too. That is the only thing I knew how to do to not lose it, you know, just go into that other place. And I was willing to feel, like I said, but I also, it wasn't all about me. It was so about, you know, no matter where I was, I got that hit too, that she would be okay. Like I couldn't see, I didn't see that what it looked like was going to turn into the worst scenario. It just didn't. I mean, they even came in and told me they saw an obstruction and they thought they're going to have to do surgery, right? And you should have seen where I went with that one. I didn't say anything to them. What I did is I surrendered completely and said, if that's what needs to be done, do we need to still be talking? Go do the other test to make sure. Because if it's an obstruction, you're waiting too long. And then after that, that's when I went. You know, well, and when you have a vet looking at you going, yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, oh my God, can you just figure this out? So then that's when I tuned in and I'm like, okay, now I've said cut my dog and I really don't want this girl to go through that. And I'm like, wait a minute. So then I tapped in again. I was completely tapped in. It was more about just move through this, please, and get her in and out. And then they agreed. They said I was really intuitive with her and how intuitive I was. And they didn't want her to stay. They normally would have kept her, but they thought she'd be better with me because she could rest calm, which I thought was interesting to hear. And then they didn't have to do the more invasive, like I said, the fluids that can impact the heart, which doesn't have a problem, right? And I knew that.
Right.
And so, and then her lab coming back, like that's the irony. Her lab, it was funny because I knew how to read the lab. And I'm like, oh, Lord, this dog. So whatever's manifesting is just clearing, kind of like, isn't the timing interesting? I found that to be fascinating, you know?
Yeah.
And it teaches about love. I mean, the whole thing about love is, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And my connection to nature. She keeps me with my connection. I mean, that's part of our daily, part of our world together. But no one else experiences unless I send pictures, you know, but I mean, but that's part of the writing and the things I use. Her and I have that every day. And yeah, that's all the gifts from the divine. I mean, everything that's been given, she just encompasses that. And I was able to, yeah, I did stand in my power. And the real power was and asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how kind everybody was to her. She got all that same little love that she has that's so amazing. That's what came. I've never seen that kind of a situation. You know, they would hold her, I found out, and they did all these things to comfort her. And, you know, because she was having anxiety, I guess, in the back because she doesn't live in a cage. So for her, that's a big deal. And I found out the things they were doing. And I know I could tell when she came out, even though she was still, you know, having to be dealt with, it was, you could tell she had been treated so well. And that to me was, again, I had no contacts out here. And I made one call and I got a wonderful gentleman who listened to me because I was crying at that point. And he got me through and told me exactly where to go. It was 13 minutes away and everything, you know, everything was, you know, in order to be able to be, of course, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you were in the flow, and that's the way you're supposed to be all of the time. And so this was your opportunity to experience it on an even bigger level, to see that it really does work and that everybody else can be in the flow with you instead of fighting against you.
Yeah. And that's actually what I saw. Even when I was gruff, like I just shared with you, I was abrupt. But the woman knew where I was at. And she even talked about how much she loved her dog and how her dog was a sensitive dog. You know, so she got it. And it was nice because I prefaced everything with, you know, this is a lot for me, you know. And I said, so just know that I just want to get whatever needs to be handled and quit worrying about the cost. And as long as you're in integrity, we move forward and take care of my puppy. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want her just here. And that was the other thing is it wasn't so much about not just caring about the cost, even though that was a gift to be able to say. The truth is that's just energy. And the real thing is I wanted her to get highest and best, really. And I also didn't want her in a cage. I didn't want her in, why would we just take hours and hours and hours, which is what it felt like and was, to get to the point where we got. So that was where I was able to advocate and know that that was what, I think that's what I was pressed to, as far as the doing, that was my, what I was called to do too. And everything was in alignment in the end. I mean, it was a little longer than needed to be, you know, it had to be the way it was because that's, you're still being, like you said, in that flow and it doesn't always catch up. Right. And then, but then somehow it actually, so,
well, I mean, sounds like you had a wonderful, wonderful experience.
So can
I know at the moment it was like, oh my God, but
can they be? No, I'm with you. I receive all the gifts, and I really do, because that's why I was like, I was just sitting here going, I can't sleep. She's asleep. I need to sleep. And then I looked at, there you were, and I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. 11 minutes ago, you went on air, and I went, so I took my screenshot, sent it to Dawn, and then boom, and then I dialed after and heard her at the tail end, and I was like, oh, this is too much. So I was like, well, there she is. Okay, good. She sounds better. I got to hear her voice. That's sounding much better, you know. And then as I'm sitting here, I'm like, you know, she's been sleeping. Sparkle's been, this is the first time I think she's at like 2.5 hours now, and she hasn't done that, and she needs to, you know, get the rest now. And I'm like, oh, no eating grass. No, up every hour. Oh, thank you, God. And there's Barbara. Okay, cool. Bring me back. Okay, any hints about Thanksgiving? Because I'm having, let's just shift it completely. Thanksgiving, anything that comes through, there's a reason. There's always a reason. My made up ones, but
what
I'm
hearing is
fine, some annoyance in me. So,
well, I'm hearing, don't worry, don't stress, just be yourself and allow the situation to be as it is being. This is your time for recognizing who you are and letting other people be who they are. And you don't have to do anything about them, and they don't have to do anything about you.
And that's good. Okay, then that's actually kind of come through today as well. Because for some reason, my husband keeps waking up with Thanksgiving on his brain, even though we're not even hosting, which I used to do all these years. But as you know, no Uncle Joe, my mom and Bill are not in here. And yes, there's an invitation and with the family, but it's a huge thing. And I don't eat that way, you know, with all the junk in it. And I'm just not sure what I'll be up to, but at the same time, my husband was good with being having organic, you know, do the organic thing here and have our dinner, and then we would go visit. And I'm not sure, that's why I'm sharing. I don't know if I want to go visit. I may be totally different that day, but like what you just said was, that's kind of where it's at. It's like no one's done anything. It's not, everyone's been nothing but open, but I just don't know that I want to be around all the energy of so many people.
Well,
that day I may open up and I may be thrilled.
Well, you can specify, you know, when you're in the car before you go in, just say, "Dear Renate, I do not take on the energies of others."
Oh, okay.
So that when you go in there, their energies will not attach to you, and you can just be you.
Okay. And that is probably what I'm I think that helps. Okay. Because the truth is, yes, we can have our nice little dinner. Right now, you know, I'm in a different part. I'm not there. But I know I would like to have that. But the truth is, it's showing up there. So if I can show up and have that, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
And
they're also
showing up after.
They're also showing me that you are taking with you something to drink, something that you consider acceptable to drink, so that when they offer you things, you can say, "Oh, no, I've got my own."
Oh, I'll just bring my giant. Oh, okay, that'll work. I know what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah,
because that's the other part is I told Rich, I said, I don't really need to advertise by now that I don't do preservatives. I don't do that. And it's not because it's a fad. This is how I've stayed in this physical body with, you know, everything. And so for me, it's not anyone else's challenge or issue, but it also gave me an opportunity to be more conscious. But that was really, for me, this whole journey through dis-ease really taught me more about that in the end. And I don't impose it on anybody else, but if you come to my home, that's how it will be. But I don't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really care what anyone else does. I don't judge them. I understand there's an education piece. I didn't even have the way the intuition came for me wasn't even, you know, I did my fact checking later, but I didn't need to. It came through the divine alchemy in my kitchen showed up, you know, through this download from God. Literally, it was like boom, and suddenly I was a scientist. But I mean, you know, but it's actually really, you know, I could giggle, but it's true. It is funny. You know how the downloads happen. So I can't explain that to, you know, others. And I don't want to. That's another thing. Not that kind of situation. So,
right.
Okay, that feels good. That's easy because those Dear Renates work.
Yes, they do.
And I know
well,
you
wonderful.
Have that down. So. All right. I'm taking your whole call and I apologize. I guess I'm overtired. I'm wanting this right now. Your energy is very helpful and it pepped me back up. Thank you.
Well, get some rest and baby is
thank
going
you.
To be fine. And
thank
just enjoy, okay?
Thank you. I will. Thank you for letting me ramble.
You're welcome. No problem.
All right, God bless. Okay, lots of love. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I do love all of you guys. You are wonderful. Okay, our next caller is from area code 631. Hi, who's
Matt,
this?
My name's Todd Brennan.
Okay, say your first name again.
Brandon,
okay. Hi, Brandon. What can I do for you?
I just want to get a reading.
And is it about anything in particular or just in general?
I guess just in general.
Okay. Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is that there's something, they're not telling me what, that you're really worrying about. They're actually showing me an image of a dog chasing its tail. Now they're always chasing their tail, and even if they catch it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. And they're using that as to show me that you are worrying about something, and you're just chasing it and chasing it and chasing it and chasing it, and it doesn't do you any good. So they're saying, stop that. You know, you don't need to worry. Worry does no good. Worry does not benefit you ever. Stop worrying. Okay, let's see what else they want to say. So they want you to start looking for the good in every situation. And you're supposed to do that instead of worrying, instead of looking for the bad, which is what worrying is. Start looking for the good. Start looking for the benefits. Start looking for the things that are there to make your life better. So it's about changing your whole perspective on life. So instead of seeing what might go wrong or what could go wrong, or, you know, doing all the things to take to protect yourself, it's about seeing that there are benefits in everything, in every situation, and that you are gaining from everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay, that's really all they're showing me right now. I don't know if that took care of what you were thinking about or not, but if you have questions, feel free to ask them.
What about, like, in my career?
First thing I'm hearing is for you to stand tall and be confident in who you are. It's like you're at a point where if you are confident in who you are and you present that confidence to other people, then you will move forward more and more quickly, going higher and higher up the ladder of success or whatever you want to call that thing. But if you are doubting yourself and thinking, oh my gosh, what if they like me? What if they don't like me? What if, which is going back into the worrying, then it's going to pull you back from that ladder. So they want you to stand tall in your confidence, knowing that you can do what you know how to do. That's part of who you are. And that they can trust in your ability to perform at the highest level that is possible for you. And you need to trust in that as well.
Okay. So,
okay, that's...
do you like...
go ahead.
So you think, like, I'm going to be, like, successful in my career?
If you stand in your confidence, yes, you will be. You'll be very successful.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you stand in that confidence, you're showing that you'll be wealthy.
Okay.
But that means that you have to let go of all the fears and doubts and worries and all that other crap, and you have to move into being you and being okay with being you. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, it does. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling, Brandon.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, and our next caller is area code 860. Hi.
Hi, Barbara Grace. I was just listening, but I needed to hope that Leanne was still listening so I could tell her something to do to help her dog.
Leanne is still listening, so what would you like to tell her about her lovely puppy?
her that she needs to get him, her?
Her.
Her. Prebiotics and probiotics. Gastritis just doesn't go away. They may be able to calm it, but it has to be healed, or there could be long-term things happening. And make bone broth and roast the bones at 400 degrees for an hour, and then put them in a crock pot with organic vinegar, cider vinegar, organic cider vinegar, a couple tablespoons, and you can roast them up to 3 days, and you can slice up carrots and celery in there too, and that'll give a plethora of wonderful ingredients to heal the gut. And you can keep it in mason jars in the fridge. And she could probably get frozen bone broth if she has a Whole Foods around or a health food store, not the kind in a box. It doesn't have what it needs. And she can look up Dr. Mercola online, and he has a site for animals, and it's Dr. Becker who works for him, and they have wonderful information. And they have a gastrointestinal product that would be very healing, because there's things like licorice and marshmallow, and it's not the licorice weed, it's called DGL, that will heal the gut up for that little darling. So she's
okay.
Not in pain. Healthy little intestinal system.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure she got all that. She is still listening, so.
Send an email, Barbara Grace. She'll give you my email. I'm happy to help little doggies. I love them.
And you have so much experience with Gizmo, so you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I do. I helped my neighbor's dog, too. She was very bad and had blood coming out of her, and she lived 2 more years. She was like 15 when it happened, so if
wow.
You have to take care of that little baby gut has to be taken care of for them to be healthy.
Okay. Well, great.
Thank you.
So, how is your life now that you're famous?
I'm famous, yeah. The magazine hasn't actually come out yet. They gave me a free copy.
Well, then we're at the verge of your fame, then.
Sure. Didn't want to do it. Did it for the doctor because I love the doctor. And then when I found out I had to do that picture, I said, can't we just put a picture of my stomach in there? I got the x-rays. Can we put the x-rays? That was very hard. I'm not kidding. It was very hard. I was pleading with the photographer for my dignity the entire photo shoot.
Well, it's a beautiful picture. You look absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Very hard.
Well, it's all about you learning to love and accept yourself. So now you can look at that picture and learn to love and accept yourself.
It's going to take more than a picture, Barbara Grace.
Hey, you have to start somewhere.
Okay. Okay. Somebody asked you about Thanksgiving. Can I ask about my week? Because you know it's the holidays, and I usually have a nervous breakdown and spend the week crying. Because it's so alone.
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about it. Okay. There's absolutely no reason for you to break down and cry. You are getting stronger. You are standing more and more in your strength. Continue to do that. And to know that other people don't control you. Other people don't determine you. They don't determine your life. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. And accept how you feel in every moment. And if it feels good, keep feeling it. If it feels bad, let it go. It's about you truly accepting you. Just like that picture, you know, just accept yourself. And when you do that, it gives you the freedom to live your life however you are choosing to live it. And nobody else has any say in the matter because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about recognizing you and your importance, you and your beauty, you and the amazing wisdom and healing that you have to share with the world. I mean, the only reason why you decided to talk on this program was because you wanted to share with Leanne the wisdom that you had about dog. That's you. And it's time to accept that you really are you. So they're saying have fun.
Okie dokie.
You do remember how to have fun, right?
No, I don't actually.
Well, think of something that you love to do and then go do it. You know, just because it's Thanksgiving doesn't mean you have to do what everybody else does. If you want to spend your Thanksgiving, you know, going and holding animals in a shelter, which is the image that they gave me. I don't know if that's something that you want to do or not. But if so, go do it. Go be you and share the love that's in you with whomever it is you want to share it with. Okay?
Okay, I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Leanne, don't forget, get my email. I can help you a lot. Give it out on the email.
Well, you shouldn't give it out on the air.
Well, I would if it meant helping a dog, honest to God. But I'm hoping
well,
you'll share with
me,
her. She can contact
I think I'll
me.
Give you guys, I will call her and give her your phone number. How's that?
That will work perfect because it will be easier to talk than email back and forth.
Okay, so I wrote down her phone number. And I wrote down yours.
And
all right,
she's
I got
afraid, in case she's afraid that I don't know what I'm doing, they brought Gizmo home on Mother's Day on hospice care, and Tufts Hospital and the hospital here in Connecticut are both in shock that she's still doing so well. And I've been supporting her heart since they said it was failing, and the doctor looked up Tuesday with big eyes and said, it sounds better. So please call me so I can help you.
All right, I will connect you guys.
Okay, thank you so much. Barbara Grace, happy. Oh, I'll talk to you before
You're
Thanksgiving.
Welcome.
I'll be in class. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling, and thanks for talking.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 415.
Hey, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, I haven't heard your voice in so long.
I know. I've been on the up and up. Yeah.
Good. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what's happening today?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit of discomfort around something that I'm playing around doing tomorrow. And I was wondering if you could just help me clear some... it's like shame, embarrassment. I think I might go somewhere tomorrow, and I don't really want anyone to see me or project any sort of. I don't want to see anybody that I know or any pity or anything like that on me. So, and I honestly I don't think I really want to go. But so just anything and everything around that.
Okay, then let's just start. Saying what they're giving me. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the embarrassment.
Dear innate, I release the embarrassment.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being seen.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being seen.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being who I am.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being who I am.
Dear innate, I accept myself completely.
Dear innate, I accept myself completely.
Dear innate, I release the importance of other people's opinions.
Dear innate, I release the importance of other people's opinions.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to hide.
Dear Nate, I let go of the need to hide.
Dear Nate, I stand in my confidence.
Dear Nate, I stand in my confidence.
Dear Nate, I choose what I do.
Dear Nate, I choose what I do.
Dear Nate, I take back my power.
Dear Nate, I take back my power.
Dear Nate, I create a life that I love.
Dear Nate, I create a life that I love.
Dear Nate, I deserve.
Dear Nate, I deserve.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Take a nice, deep, deep breath. Okay, how does that feel? Things are moving.
Yeah, I just want to, if I could just sit here with you for a minute, because I think that would just be helpful for me.
Okay, Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Okay, some more stuff is coming up to be let go of, so just keep breathing and letting go.
This, I'm having like a spiral, like an overlap of something that went on a couple years ago, and I'm at a much better place, and I'm just appreciating that. And also, there's, I don't know what the words are. I don't know if it's like disappointment or anger at myself or none of those are helpful. You know, and yesterday I went to this event that I really should have just left. And I know that that's a learning experience, but it was just this energy I didn't like. And I just sat in it for a couple of hours and then came home and could not sleep and was just sitting. It's so hard for me to release it if I'm like, I just have a headache all day. I feel like crap. So.
Okay. So, Dear Nate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear Nate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear Nate, I release self-judgment.
Dear Nate, I release self-judgment.
Dear Nate, I release regret.
Dear Nate, I release regret.
Dear Nate, I release anger and disappointment.
Dear Nate, I release anger and disappointment.
Dear Nate, I being enough.
Oh, that it just broke up. I missed what it was. I am good enough. Was that what you said?
No. Enough.
Just the word?
not being enough.
Oh, isn't that weird? It keeps cutting out. Dear Nate, I release not being enough.
Take a big, deep breath. Okay, there's a statement that I wrote that they will say you would benefit from. Let me find it. Okay, it's kind of long, so we'll do it in three parts. So I'll say a part, then you say it, I'll say it, it's that way.
Okay.
Dear Renate, even though I do not know that I am worthy,
Dear Nate, even though I do not know that I am worthy,
I now completely accept that I am worthy.
I now completely accept that I am worthy.
Greatness and power in every way.
Greatness and power in every way.
So I'm going to read the whole thing just so you can hear it all together. Dear Nate, even though I do not know that I am worthy, I now completely accept that I am worthy of my own greatness and power in every way. And just take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm just partly I'm just letting myself have the moment that I'm having, and then the other part of me is I guess I just have to have like a sad day today. I've been having such amazing days and really appreciating, you know, what Abraham Hicks called like the contrast and understanding the whole purpose of experiences that you don't like, you know, and how they birth new desires for you. And I've been really in a place of living that, appreciating that, and really propelling from that. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning to, you know, work it out. It's just like when you're trying to break a cycle of something and I am breaking the cycle of experiences and I'm doing it, elevating my life and carving out that life that I love, like every single area, like it's happening. And I don't want to blame it on that experience yesterday, but that was just the icing on the cake that I think I really didn't need, but I know that it happened for a reason. And it's, you know, I already made peace with myself that it's like, you have to not feel weird. Like you have to, again, what Abraham Hicks says is like, you have to just care about how you feel more than anything and not care what anybody else says it all. So it's a situation. Oh God, that's so funny. I am looking out the window. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. Oh my God, that's so funny. what was I saying? I don't even remember. Spirit was telling me to appreciate how I manifest. And my whole life, I have been manifesting by getting things for free, basically. And people giving things to me, and also just a way of working the system. I'm going to rephrase that, because it's not working the system, because I'm working out taking the shame and the embarrassment away from it, of like being a naughty girl around it, because it's rules. It's a situation where I will recycle things in a way that I am able to turn it into money and or things that I need or want. And I have been operating this way since I was young. And not to blame my mom, but I see where it stems from. I've been doing a lot of healing of the shame around this stuff. But I really think my mom might have been jealous as far as how easy life and things came to me. And she would do this thing, like even when I was like sort of like not living in the house anymore, that she would offer me, she always like would shame how I did this, like it's magic. I would do this magical stuff. And what an example, let's say, is like, I would go over for the holidays and like she would pack up food for me that was left over for me to take home. And she would then also sort of shame me of, it wouldn't happen in the same instant, but this is just so embedded because it happened for so many years in so many different ways, that I would go then take it and it would be like shameful of like, well, you're taking it because it's a hand-me-out. It's a hand-me-down or whatever, because you don't have money to buy XYZ yourself. And she would do this with like clothing or more like furniture and like food. And I remember one time I started saying no to her. There's like, it's this double bind experience that like, it's, if you accept it, it's not right. And if you don't take it, it's not right either. So you can't win either way. It's like a really good way to fuck up your kid's mind. it's actually a way that it's called a double bind, like in therapy. And it's actually how people, mothers will make it. There's like been studies around this on how mothers make their kids like schizophrenic. It's just like they kind of make them sick like that, because there's no way to win. And I remember one time, my mom was offering food, packing it up, and she was like, here, I'll give you to take home. And I was like, no, because by then I was whatever, early 20s, and I was like kind of sick of her shit, or like onto her thing. And my grandfather was saying, you know, take it. You take it no matter what, you know, like you take it. That's good. But it was just like a whole family thing. Like it was just, so that's been coming into my mind a lot lately, because one of my neighbors is moving and she offered some things to me and I said no to her because it was like, I'm better than that. I'm not repeating that pattern. I've been shamed enough, whatever, you know, and it means that, quote, you're poor if you accept these things. And Spirit has been just sort of reworking that for me, just because my mom pitied people on how she would give handouts or whatever judgment, whatever stuff was going on in her head. So what made me laugh was that, because basically my neighbor gave me these like beautiful chairs. I actually love them, but I could sell them if I wanted to get money for them. And eventually I might do it, because I'm still, you know, when I move, but like, you know, depending on where I'm going, but like, I was just laughing because I had cleared out my place. This was maybe a month ago, and I left a bunch of stuff at the dumpster. And when I was telling you my sob story, whatever, one of my neighbors walked by. I still love this. he was carrying this, he was using this carrying, this camera case that I had put out. I guess he must have been using it as a lunchbox something, or I have no idea, but he was just coming home from work and he was wearing the case that I had put out by the garbage. And again, I guess maybe I would normally think that that was sort of pathetic or pitying or people are so poor or what, but I think that this might be an actually a gift that this community is giving back to me of like, you know what, maybe I was right all along on how I was, you know, money's made up anyway, and people, it's a trade system anyway, so I'm not sure. I don't have it all figured out right now, but it was just very, of course, divine timing that that guy passed as soon as I was like, and I'm just still sorting it out because it was just so embedded in my, it's so embedded in my psyche that if you get give outs or whatever the word is from people, or even, I don't know, like return stuff and then buy something new with it or whatever, that that's what like a poor person does, and you should be ashamed by that. What do you think, Barbara?
I'm getting part of that has put limitations and conditions on your ability to receive. You don't
yes.
have the freedom to just receive because you have all of that other crap in the way.
Yeah.
So, let's see how they want to word it. Dear Innate, I have the freedom to receive.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to receive.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to receive.
Dear Innate, I deserve to receive.
Dear Innate, I deserve to receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to receive.
Take a nice deep breath.
You know, somehow it's like better or more okay to like receive things when you don't need them. Like where, like for example, like if you go somewhere and there's, like, this is one of the things that I think is a lot of fun. Like, if you go somewhere and there's, like, you know there's going to be free food. Like, maybe they're doing samples of stuff or, like, it's just like an event. And, like, you know that there's going to be free food. So you're going to eat the food because that's a lot of fun. Like, for example, like, that's a lot of fun for me. And in situations, and it's a lot of fun for a lot of people. I mean, I've seen movies that people go to like open houses where they have food there, which I have never been to an open house where they have food. But okay, like they went to an open house and they just went for the sandwiches, or they went to like a wake to go get food. And somehow like that is considered shameful. I mean, it depends, I guess, obviously it's like shameful if you're going to a wake or like crashing a wedding for the food, whereas like an open house maybe is not that bad to just go to get the food. But like, if you don't need it, then it's fine to go do that. And it's fun and it's funny and it's a little bit naughty. Whereas like, if you actually do need that food, it's like, oh my God, your life is just like so fucking pathetic. And, like, you should be embarrassed, and that's, like, shameful.
Okay. Dear Innate, I receive unconditionally.
Dear Innate, I receive unconditionally.
Dear Innate, I release the limitations on receiving.
Dear Innate, I release the limitations on receiving.
urinate. It is my birthright to receive.
To urinate, it is my birthright to receive.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, like it's somehow like better to receive when you pay for it. Like somehow that's like higher and more holy that, okay, you get it that way rather than, it's not begging, but let's say begging. That's the word that, like doing these roundabout ways to get what you want, which again, like Spirit keeps saying, like that is magic. That's like you being resourceful, like that's manifesting.
It's important that you let go of all of the patterns that you were taught about receiving and being good and being bad. And it feels like, it feels like in some ways you actually trap yourself by receiving. And so it's about letting yourself out of the trap so that you don't have to even go there, that you can receive simply because you receive. And that's it. There's nothing else to it. It doesn't mean anything else. There's no other attachments. There's no discussions. There's no story. You just receive. That's it. But part of that is also accepting yourself.
Well, and as long that's a lifelong journey. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. It's like that and the whole loving yourself and the I am worthy that has, you know, it just is what it is. I've really kind of just come to peace with it because it just, it's one of those, I know you go through it. It's the thing is like, I've been working on it for years. It's like, it gets better, but, I just really feel like I'm cleaning up some like Akashic stuff. Like, that's what just keeps coming into my head of like, I'm just like cleaning up some stuff for myself and like the collective. It's just that's it.
Well, just keep letting go and it will get better.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine in a half an hour. Alrighty. All right, thanks, Barbara. I really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You have any special plans?
No, I have absolutely no plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither. Join the club. You're already in the club. We are the club. Yeah. All right, well, have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. That is the show for today.
Thank you to everyone who called in and shared who you are and did the work to make the changes in your life. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful, magical week and a happy Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you again next Friday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.